Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Technology, it needs me.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin on Good Day from Men's Health Magazine. We're going to try to figure out how this IRS watchdog recovered all this missing Lois Lerner email material. And then we're going to talk about Best Buy accepting Apple Pay. Other items of interest, technologically speaking, up next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, 8mm vintage camera, a $2 app which lets your video phone shoot grainy old-style black and white movies. Looks very cool, works every time. 8mm vintage camera, it's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text, no notebook paper, must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of inkblot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the cheap psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love. Love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Greg Stebbin here on Tech Talk time in Good Day. The Treasury's Inspector General has said they have recovered thousands of Lois Lerner's email. How could that be, Greg?
Well, okay, are you sitting down for my response to that?
I am sitting. To everybody, stop what you're doing, pull the cars over to the side of the road, and listen.
They went to Hillary Clinton for advice. What did Hillary say? She said, I didn't think I had to save all those emails because I sent them to all these other people. Mm-hmm. So there were copies right there, and my guess is that's what they found, is copies of emails that she sent to other people.
Yeah, so this is, you're not being facetious. They actually, do we know, is this guy, the Inspector General, looking to see whether she had other email accounts?
Well, that I don't, and that is also a possibility too, but I think the real point here that's so important to remember for us, because most of us are not going to be in the middle of government investigations, is that when you send an email, or really create anything digitally, the odds of you being able to make it 100% go away is almost zero. There's going to be a copy of everything you do on a computer somewhere. You can take that computer out and shoot it, burn it, run over it, but you know what? If you created it in today's digital world, somebody somewhere probably has a copy, and if they want to find it, they will.
They'll find it. Best Buy and Discover have signed up with Apple Pay. Best Buy planning to begin using Apple Pay, what, by the end of the year? Is that right?
Well, there's two phases here. So Best Buy is now accepting Apple Pay within the Best Buy app on an iPhone or an iPad, and I guess probably on the watch as well.
Right.
By the end of this year, they will also be accepting it in all stores, all Best Buy stores. This is significant because Apple Pay has a significant competitor called Currency that was created by a bunch of retailers, including Walmart. Walmart obviously has a ton of clout. It's completely understandable why the retailers would want to create their own payment system, because they can save gazillions of dollars on credit card fees.
3%, yep.
The rules behind Currency, even though it has not been ruled out yet, is that you must use it exclusively or you cannot use it at all.
So what does that mean? Use it exclusively? What do you mean? Use it exclusively?
Well, in other words,
if I'm
a retailer, if I'm Doug Steffens' store and I use Currency, I cannot also use another payment form like Apple Pay. So
Why?
You're going to, because those are
the
rules.
That's like saying if we take MasterCard, we're not going to take Visa.
No. Only digital payments like Apple Pay.
Well, but you know what I'm saying in a sense. All right.
Yes.
So what's the next thing here? Smart wallets? Are we going to have people who just hold their wallet up to something and we'll be able to
pay?
That's
your phone. Your phone is your smart wallet.
Your phone is your smart wallet.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, it can be if you choose to use it that way, and there's enough places for you to use it. And, you know, there are some real benefits to this, and I think people overlook it, and that is that you'll lose your wallet and forget and not realize you lost it a lot faster than you'll lose your phone.
Got it.
So this may actually be a good security feature.
Greg Stebbin with us here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.